each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and thank you for once again inviting me right back in your homes on this beautiful day the Lord hath made. Well, this is Sunday, on Sunday morning here at 7 a.m., and my, where has the time gone? Seems like time's just flying right on by. Winter is just right around the corner. Hope you're doing well. And we trust today that we've got a blessing coming your way by a song or by a message that we preach. Well, let's get our broadcast started today by doing this song right here and let it kind of feed our soul, get us ready for today's broadcast. And it simply says, it is no secret what our God can do.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell, and was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in his light you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power that can conquer you. If God be on your side, take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do.
I'll tell you, there's some mighty powerful words in that song. As a matter of fact, that is a sermon within itself. It is no secret what God can do. And I like the part where he's done for others, he can do for you. So this morning, we're so glad for that. That's why that we preach the message of Something to Believe In, is because if you don't believe in something, you'll end up taking a stand for nothing. Well, it's election time. Go out to the polls. Very important that you go out and cast your vote. Don't forget to vote the way that you feel led of the Lord to vote. Watch the moral issues of our nation. You say, well, I can't do anything about that. Yes, you can. You can vote, and that's very important. Well, Enough of that. Don't want to be a politician here this morning. You've done heard enough of that already. And I'm saying that you're probably like a whole lot of the rest of us. You'll be glad when this thing is all over. Well, but anyhow, we do want to pray and trust God, because I tell everyone, regardless of how we feel about who is running and how we vote, always remember, one nation under God. And I'll always believe that, and I'll always trust that. Well, let's get back to some good spiritual music. And this one says, I can remember the day.
Well, I was burdened down with sin. No happiness was found within. I never knew the meaning of joy down in my soul. When at last I finally knelt, contentment filled my soul like I never felt. Heaven came down, there was joy all around when He saved my soul. Oh, I remember the day. Glory fill my soul. Or I knew the Lord had made me whole. I shall never forget the day when the Lord saved me. Now a life of peacefulness deep within my heart abides, since the day that Jesus took my sins away. And to heaven I will go, to spend the endless ages while they ever roll, praising His name for the glorious day that He saved my soul. I shall never forget save me. All of heaven came down. I was happy and free. Glory fill my soul. For I knew the Lord had made me whole. I shall never forget the day when the Lord saved me. Oh, I remember the day.
Had to put me back on track there one time. As a matter of fact, she's been having to keep me on track for a little over 50 years. We've been blessed to be together, and we've shared some good times and some bad times, just a common marriage, but we have worked together in the ministry, and that's what we're doing here on the broadcast today. We're still ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ and telling you that if God be for you, there is no power that can ever stand against you. Well, here's an old song. My good friend, Brother Ed Dixon, used to sing this song, and my, he got happy when he sang it, and it's a happy song. It said, Canaan land is just in sight.
Well, Moses led God's children. 40 years he led them. And then they said, let's turn back. Moses said, keep going. Canaan land is just inside. And there will be no sorrows there in that tomorrow. Well, milk and honey flow. climb some mountains, we cannot give up this fight. Don't you got to be like Moses, you must keep on going. Canaan land is just in sight, and there will be no sorrow there. In that tomorrow we will be there by and by. Well, it's the meal and honey's flowing. That is where I'm going. Canaan land is just inside. No, there will be no sorrow there. In that tomorrow we will be there by and by. Well, it's the milk and honey's flowing. That is where I'm going. Canaan land is just inside. Yes, Canaan land is just inside.
Yes, sir, Canaan land is just inside. Well, maybe we'll be able to get that song on for you during revival. Revival starts tonight at the Pillar of Truth Church. Now, that church is located in Barger Springs, and we begin tonight and go through until Wednesday night. We go through from tonight, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, which is Election Day. As I said earlier, get out and vote, and then we'll close on Wednesday night. Now, we have special singers that will be there at the church each night. On tonight, Larry and Greta Bolden will be there. And let's see now. Have I got this date right? No, I don't have the date right. But anyhow, on the 2nd of November, now that's next Sunday night, isn't it? I'm all mixed up on my days. It's not this Sunday, but next Sunday, which is November the 2nd, revival starts at the Pillar of Truth Church. And we begin that night when Larry and Greta Bolden will be there singing. I'll be doing the preaching, of course. And then on Monday night, the Mount Alexander Choir and other singers from that church will be singing. Then on Tuesday night, the Jumping Branch Choir and other singers from that church will be presenting the music. Then on Wednesday night, the closing night, the Talk at Charge, where Sam Hulk is the pastor, and his church is going to be presenting the music. And like I said earlier, Martha and I will slip a few songs in along the way. So again, that's revival starting on November the 2nd, going through the 5th on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, and having special singing each night, and I will be the evangelist. You're around that area. We'd love to have you come out and be with us if you can. Well, let's go right now to a song I think is a very important song. Some people have requested this song, and we're so glad that we can do it. It's got a great meaning, and this song says that we want America back. And true enough, we do want America back. Well, you know, like so many others, I love America. But I don't love what she has become. The scripture says, blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. And America has forgotten the godly foundation for which she was built. Yes, something is wrong with America. Our children are asked to attend public schools that in many cases resemble war zones, without any basic right of any soldier, the right to pray to the God of the heavens. Many times a wild-eyed, drug-addicted, gun-carrying teenager is allowed to stay in school while the Supreme Court decides to expel God from our classrooms. Over 30 years ago, yes, something is wrong. Television daily bombards the truth of our nation with the idea that wrong is right, and that the abnormal is normal, and that sin is now acceptable. And what God has called an abomination is no more than a normal lifestyle. And it's wrong, and it's having a great effect upon our nation. Over 30 years ago, the number one TV show was The Andy Griffin Show. But look what we have today. Yes, something is wrong when contraceptives are passed out to our children in school without even parental consent. And yet the Gideons can no longer pass out the Holy Bible on our school campuses. Yes, something is wrong when our leaders can say to your children and to mine that premarital sex is all right as long as it's safe sex. Yes, something is wrong, and I for one am ready for a change. I'm going to say to my government, I am not raising dogs in my house. I'm raising children, created in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. And I'm going to teach them about the Bible. And if the Bible says it's wrong, it's wrong. If the Bible says it's right, then it's right. The only hope that America has, that godly men and women with a great concern will stand together as one great mighty army and declare to the immoral, the impure, and the obscene, and to the proud, your days of unlimited access to the minds of the American people are over. The armies of God has been silent too long. We are taking America back. Let me speak to you just for a little while this morning, and I hope that that recitation really said something to you. But I want to lift a thought for just a moment. I love this thought. I picked it up from my good friend B.R. Lakin many years ago. I don't know whether B.R. Lakin ever got to preach this sermon or not, but he was speaking one night, and I was blessed to be there. What a great pulpit preacher he was. And he made the statement that he wanted to preach a sermon called The Laughing World and the Weeping Jesus. Well, I don't know whether he ever got to preach that sermon or not, but I have. I've preached it several times. And I think it's important that we look at the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Bible and see what God says about laughing at this world. And there will come a time, my friend, whether you want to believe it or not, that God will laugh at you. God will laugh at this world. According to the Bible said in Psalms 2 and 4, "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh." But why will God laugh? You know, I know that God has humor. As a matter of fact, every time I look in the mirror, I'm reminded of that. But anyhow, God will actually laugh. But my question is, why will God laugh? Well, the Bible tells us why God will laugh. In Psalms 37, 12 and 13, listen to what he said. "The wicked ploweth against the just and gnasheth upon him with her teeth." In verse 13, "And the Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming." The Bible said that one, there will be a time when every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. My friend, every person that ever was born from a mother's womb, according to the Bible, will stand before an all just God. The Bible said in Revelation, the books will be open, and another book will be open. And out of that book, and if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, God will laugh at you, sir. Why will God laugh at you? Because God in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 24, said this. He give us a divine call. The God of the universe is giving to you and I a divine call. He said in verse 24, "I have called, and I have called, and ye have refused." A man said to me one time, "Well, it's not up to you whether you be saved or be lost." But my friend, God made you an individual. He gave you a mind to make your own mind up and make your own choice. He didn't make you like a robot or a yo-yo to be on a string. He gave you the greatest gift that God could give you was the gift of choice. And he give you that gift of choice whether you could choose to be saved or choose to be lost. You can't blame it on God if you're lost, because God is always giving you that opportunity. Jesus said, "I come to seek and to save that which was lost." And he said, behold, in Revelations, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open that door. And I said to this man, I said, sir, if you can take those scriptures out of the Bible, and I will agree with you that we have nothing to do with salvation and turning to God. But God said in Proverbs 1 and verse 24, I have called and I have called, but ye have refused. And my friend, God will laugh at you one day simply because you have refused to answer the call. You don't go to hell because of riches. You simply go to hell because you refuse the call of God. When God is calling and speaking to you, the divine call from heaven is saying to you, come to me, you that are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. But you are refusing that call when you could turn to him, accept him, and be everlasting saved. We must commit our life to Christ. We must build our foundational life upon Jesus Christ. The songwriter said, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Not only has he called and you have refused, but he said, and I have stretched forth mine hand, and you would none of my reproof. I'm trying to say to you today, why will God laugh? God will simply laugh because he has called, we have refused, he has stretched forth his hand, and we would none of his reproof. I said to my brother-in-law one day, and my brother-in-law was an atheist. My brother-in-law didn't believe in God, and he said to me, he said, I don't believe in God. I don't know how that you could even believe in God. He said, what's salvation all about anyhow? I said, well, Fred, you're out in the ocean and you're sinking. And there's no one there, no one to help. And I said, you call on God. He said, I don't believe in God. I said, no, but if you were out in the middle of the ocean and you were sinking, I'll assure you, you call on somebody and your best hope would be God. And anyhow, and I said to him, I said, well, that's what salvation is about. There's no one else around. You're out there in the deep all by yourself and you're sinking and life is threatening. And all of a sudden you realize you have no hope, you have no help, and you begin to cry out. And when you cry out to God, all of a sudden there's a life raft comes or a life jacket, and you are pulled to safety. Well, Fred said, I don't believe any of that stuff. So anyhow, one day the phone rang several years later, and Fred told me, he said, I got the life jacket. I said, what are you talking about? He said, you remember the story you told me about if a man was in the ocean, he was going down, no hope, no help, and someone threw him a life jacket. He said, well, I come to that place, and I did what you said. I called on God, and thank God, I'm saved. I have been forgiven. I'm no longer an atheist. Now I believe in God. Billy Graham said to a man one time, he said, I don't believe in God. Billy Graham challenged him to go and read the New Testament. And he called Billy, and he said, I read the New Testament. I still don't believe in God. He said, go back and read it again. So the man went back and read it again. He called again and said, I'm having second thoughts. Billy Graham said, go back and read it again. He went back and read it again. Then he called Billy and said, Billy, can you come and give me the plan of salvation? My friend, God has stretched forth his hand, but we would none of his reproof. God is a soul changer. God is a life changer. You don't like the way you're living? Turn to God. Change the way you're living. Let God do the changing. You can't change. The leper can't change his spots. The cow can't change his color. We can't change the color of our skin. There's nothing we can do to change us at all. But God can change us. God can make us as though we had never sinned before. But we've got to turn to him. God will laugh at us one day simply due to the fact that we did not heed the calling of God. The Bible said, call upon me while I am near. The Bible said in Isaiah, in chapter 1, he said, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And I'm saying to you, sir, you repent to God, or one day you will face the grim reaper. And when you stand before God, God will laugh at you because he sees the fear and the calamity that's come upon you.
When I think of where I came from and how Jesus brought me out, from the life of shame and sorrow, lost in sin without a doubt. With all my heart, I want to praise Him for the love that He gave to me. When the precious hand of Jesus reached way down and lifted me. From the depths of the pits, I tried so hard. Oh, but I couldn't touch Him. There in my despair, I tried so hard, yet it seems He didn't hear me. Lost and undone, full of sin and so corrupt, but God's hand reached farther down than I could reach up. Well, like a man locked away in prison, had no one that could go my bail. And every time I sought for freedom, all endeavors only fail. Well, there I was in sin's dark prison, bound in chains of misery. But then the Lord paid me a visit. He unlocked my cell and sets me free. From the depths of the pit, I tried so hard. Oh, but I couldn't touch Him. There in my despair, I tried so hard, yet it seems He didn't hear me. Lost and undone, full of sin and so corrupt, but God's hand reached farther down than I could reach up.
Our Father, we pray today for our unseen audience. Maybe there's one that's heard the message today. They have felt the Spirit of God spoke to their heart and offered to them forgiveness. We pray that they will ask forgiveness before it's ever too late. Bless this broadcast. Thank you for those who have paid and prayed to help us continue with Something to Believe In. Revival will be starting on the 2nd of November. That's on a Sunday night. And on that night, we will be having Larry and Greta Boland. Then on Monday night, the Alexander Choir and others. Then on Tuesday night, the Jumping Branch Choir and others. Then on Wednesday night, the Talk at Charge of United Methodist Churches will be there on Wednesday night. And that is in Barger Springs, the Pillar of True Church, where Barry Harper is the pastor. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. We love you. We appreciate you. Will you help us? Help us continue this broadcast. But until next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.